the businessman's horrified screams or her own. It was as though her ears had been plugged with wax. Her vision was all dancing spots and blurry shapes. And then she was sucked down into a well of black. 2. My partner, Rich Conklin, was at the wheel of our unmarked car, and I was sugaring my coffee when I felt the concussion. The dashboard shook, hot coffee slopped over my hand. I shouted, "What the hell?" A few moments later, the radio sputtered, the dispatcher calling out, "Reports of an explosion at Market and Fourth. Nearby units, identify and respond." I dumped my coffee out the window, grabbed the mic, and told dispatch we were two blocks away as Conklin accelerated up the hill, then braked so that our car slewed across 4th Street, blocking traffic. We bolted from the car, Conklin yelling, "Lindsay, watch out, there could be secondary explosions." The air was opaque, with roiling smoke, rank with burning rubber, plastic, and human flesh. I stopped running, wiped my sleeve across my stinging eyes, and fought against my gag reflex. I took in the hellish scene, and my hair literally lifted away from the back of my neck. Market Street is a major artery